It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Here he is.
Or just shut up, Greg. Shut up. Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's the only one who left Texas for New York that wasn't returning a Ryder truck. Host of Lawrence Jones Cross Country on Saturday nights, Lawrence Jones. He spent more time in enemy territory than Jane Fonda. Florida Republican congressional candidate Corey Mills. And this year, Lent gave her up. Fox News contributor Kat Tiff. Finally, he did a trust fall and crushed 30 of his coworkers. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus.
Greg?
Yes?
Gotta point out, only chick feels like Guy Town in here again.
Is it Guy Town? I think it is. I think it might be time for Guy Town.
Oh, boy. Guy Town, gambling with your buddies and lifting weights. Hey, beer is cool. Watching sports with your friends and being handsome. But it's okay if you're not handsome. Guy Town! Ow!
One change in a single verb, and it could all become so much different. Lawrence, are you surprised by this research about the states?
No, I'm not surprised. But I got to admit, at first when the Cuomo stuff, the conferences, mm-hmm. I mean, we aired them.
Yes.
I mean, we were fair. We're unlike Democrats. Right. We actually applaud people when they do great deeds. But when more revelations started to come out, it's like, this guy really isn't doing the job. He's just saying things nicely.
Yeah.
And what I'm afraid of is that has become the, it's not just COVID, it's every issue. If you just say things in a pretty fashion, then that's what people want. But isn't that how we got Joe Biden in the first place?
Exactly.
It's if we wanted someone to be so presidential and then get everything wrong, then we got our guy. But if we wanted results and needed to be a little messy, then you get Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Saying things nicely is the opposite of Trump.
Yeah.
And so now we got all the crappy stuff with a guy who can just got on today by a bird. You see that?
Yeah, that was nasty.
That was nasty.
I missed it.
Even the birds don't like it.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
That's when we knew it was done for Joe.
Yeah, but that means he gets something like, doesn't he get like 10 years of good luck or something?
That's only if it's a bird, not a vulture. And that was a vulture.
How do you know that?
He's dying.
What do you mean?
Vulture's circle.
Terrible. That is so.
His administration.
The administration.
Yes, no, he's fine. He's in great health. He's fine.
There you go. Woo-hoo-hoo. Corey.
Thank you.
I believe that this is the only show and probably the only network that is actually covering this study. I haven't seen it anywhere, but then again, I'm very lazy. I don't really look at anything.
Well, I'll tell you, though, it just shows once again that Governor DeSantis had it right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't allow, you know, political science to overrule medical science.
Mm-hmm.
He did look at the fact that he knew what locking down schools for a long period of time would do to the children. He understood that locking down businesses was going to impact the GDP, which is why, you know, Florida has done so well. But I mean, again, it just shows once again, like you have someone like Governor Cuomo, who was fantastic in the way that he would present things. And so it was all political optics and gaslighting over real strategic theory and understanding what this actually was. So,
right.
Again, my hat's off to Governor DeSantis and how he's handled this as well as for President Trump during Warp Speed.
Yeah, you know, do you remember the good old days of Death Santis?
Mm.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That everybody, all the Dems thought they were so clever. Mm. Hashtag Death Santis. It's not even that good, Kat. You would come up with something better than that, I would hope, or you would be fired.
Yeah, because I think if he was really murdering people, you wouldn't be worried about like a kitschy name. They knew that he wasn't actually killing people. That's why they're all vacationing there. But it's you talk about numbers, but these are real people who lost businesses, lost jobs, had to stay home with their children.
Ugh.
And that's probably the worst.
Yes.
I was so grateful to be childless, like even more so than usual.
Yeah.
But there's no recovering from that for some of these people. They're like, they won't even give us an oops.
No.
They still, even after all that, won't be like, sorry I destroyed your life, which I think if you destroy someone's life is the least you can do.
The thing is, though, you can't do oops because then you get sued by people who, like, get money for oops.
right? That's why that's why we still have these stupid lockdowns and these mask things, because everybody is everybody. Politicians and people in business are terrified of litigation. Mm-hmm. So that's why you can never say oops. You can never own your mistakes. Unlike Tyrus, read your entire book this weekend. Amazing.
Oh, thank you, Briz.
And you owned up to every chapter. You had made some kind of mistake that you owned up to.
Yeah, which would mean I'm going to be terrible in politics. So
yes.
I'll just stay here. I feel like it's like a broken record we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Democratic philosophy has become that exterior thing, the virtue signaling thing. Mm-hmm. They don't have real problems, and they're completely out of touch with real people because they have all the answers in their safe space books.
Yeah.
So lockdowns was the benefit for everyone. They're helping them. And it helped them, too, especially the elitists, they liked having open highways and freeways, and they could have their elitist little parties. And I know that sounds small, but it seemed to be a really big thing. And they got to be on TV more, and they got to tell you what they were going to do for you. I mean, one of them did it so well, he got an Emmy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He got an award for theatrical performance.
Yeah.
In real life, which is bad. You don't want an award for that. And then they had to, because you don't see it with progressives and the woke, they never backtrack. They never reroute. They never say, you don't even got to say, oops. Oh, we just had a new study coming in. Apparently, we don't need to be inside. Everyone goes out. Yay, we're heroes. They won't do that because they live in that exterior. And what DeSantis and a lot of Republicans did is they went into the exterior and they said, how do I want to live through this? And they projected that onto American people. And people were like, yeah, we agree with that. Mm-hmm. And there was times we didn't like things and we did like things, and it worked out. And eventually we all stepped out of the house and went on with our lives. Life's pretty good when you're in control of everything. And that's really what we kind of saw the example of what freedom in America looks like. And what socialism looks like.
Yeah, you know what? And it's like, I always counted myself when I was on the five as being part of that elitist. I was coming into Fox every day, nobody on the road. I'd, you know, get here in like record time, have free food. I mean, I was like, and it's like, that's why when you were on a TV show, you couldn't tell people to stay home because you're an if you do that. Like, I'm saying, yeah, but I can go and you can stay home. That was the big hypocrisy.
But you didn't do that, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though. The elitist, just stay home.
The elitist for me, though, wasn't necessarily the people who was actually taking advantage of the empty roads. It was the ones who was taking advantage of the online shopping.
Yes.
The Jeff Bezos, the Amazons of the world, yeah, who were contributing money to the people that were actually locking down societies so that they could drive their sales up. I mean, these are people who are, you know, exploiting the lockdowns.
Yeah. What scares me is that they're not even trying to hide the double standard anymore.
No,
it's like they're spitting in our face. And like, yeah, you better believe it.
Right.
Spit. It's not rain. Jen Psaki said the other day that Kamala, it was a powerful moment. So that's why she was entitled to take her mask off. It's like, we know that's not right. You know that's not right.
Yep.
You know you can't spin that, but you're doing it because you can get away with it.
Exactly. I think we're going to be seeing the shift away from the race identity politics as people wise up and see that this is a class thing, mm-hmm, you know. And I'm the proletariat. Yep. No, I'm not. I'm not anything like that. I'm just a handsome talk show host looking at you.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Is 45 the most honest alive? It's not going to be no if he says it's so. Yeah, Donald Trump's thinking he's more truthful than Lincoln. While defending investigations into his tax affairs at a rally in North Carolina, that's a state cat, former President Trump reminded us that he's the most honest human ever created. And I hope he quotes me, a friend of mine, smart guy, very successful guy, a lot of common sense.
A friend of mine, smart guy, very successful guy, a lot of common sense, he said, you know, you've been investigated for years and years, millions and millions of pages of documents. They found nothing. You are the cleanest guy on earth. When you think about it, I've got to be the cleanest sheriff. I think I'm the most honest human being, perhaps, that God ever created. Perhaps.
Perhaps. Why is he waffling? And what he said's got to be true. After all, he is the most honest human ever. And it's refreshing when a president pronounces all of his words. At the rally, he also talked about how a Republican Congress would, quote, end the woke war on women and children, and hopefully Biden's efforts to smell their hair. Of course, Trump also discussed the current president. Old Joe's ears must be burning. but that could be from the liniment on his hair plugs. But I wonder, if you took the five worst presidents in history and put them together, would they have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our country in just 15 months?
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done to our country in just 15 months.
Thank you for the clarification. Joe, what's your response?
Hey, look, I'm not going to get play this guy's game and compare it to other presidents, but I'll put myself up against any of these guys. Thomas Jefferson, Washington, the Freddie Boom Boom Washington, and all the sweat hogs, and the JFK, FC, FDR, FK, text Joe, just 330. Look. America, I said it before, it can be summed up in one word. I was walking on the path with the Jiminy Cricket, and you know, the thing about the wish upon a star. That's all true, man.
It is. Tyrus, it's true. I mean, once you see that Joe Biden is the least transparent, and that's how he got elected, he's like a Halloween costume of Joe Biden, not a Joe Biden.
Who would have ever thought that Scarface would end up being a history piece? You know, I tell the truth even when I lie. People need a bad guy like me.
Yeah.
And apparently we do, because, and he's not, he did say perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah.
So he wasn't being arrogant about it. He was just saying he's heard some things by very many people. But he's kind of starting to look like he was telling the truth.
Right.
Especially about the Hunter Biden situation and the Ukraine situation. And you look at all the things, and the Russia, he's been right about all the things that were supposedly huge distractions.
China.
That took away from his deeds that were good. Mm-hmm. And the argument was, he does the deeds, but his tweets and says he's all over the place and everything is conspiracy. Turns out he was pretty much around 95% right of the stuff that was supposedly such a distraction to this company, country.
Yeah.
It was good for us. It was good for company. But, not for but and that's amazing to me. Because there was so much effort to disprove the truth.
He looks better and better in the rear view mirror. You know, Kat, he's obviously trolling the media who refuse to see this as a joke. I mean, we all are in on this.
Right.
We all find it hilarious. But there are people that actually fact check this. You can't be serious. He says he's the most honest person. Oh, my! People are still don't understand this.
Especially because when he said that, people even there were laughing.
Yes.
So they understood
that
he was joking, because obviously the most honest human being is a baby.
Or George Washington.
Every baby's an honest human being, and then everyone grows up, and then they all lie. We all have secrets. We have passwords on our phones, not because we don't want someone to make a call on it, but because our phones are full of secrets.
Yes, that's true.
Wow.
Did you not know that?
Dark turn.
Yeah, I took a dark turn. A very dark.
Can I have your password?
You can have it.
No, exactly. His phone's full of secrets too.
Corey. Corey, save me from where I am right now. I'm in a dark place.
Well, I'll tell you something. Look, President Trump is one of the most honest presidents we've ever had. Look at what he ran on at the campaign trails. It was promises made, promises kept. He did look at trade imbalances and rebalance those. He did move our embassy to Jerusalem, something that many other Republican presidents had said and never done. He did hold our adversaries accountable. He did hold China accountable and even did the China Phase 1 deal, which helped our agricultural sectors. So all the things that he actually said on his campaign trail, he held through. He talked about his campaign being spied upon. We saw that to be true. He talked about the Hunter Biden laptop, which for 567 some odd days, the media tried to cover up. It was true. Mm-hmm. So I actually go ahead, and while it was a joke, it came to be fact. So I actually support what the president has actually come out and said.
That's the funny thing. It's funny because it's kind of true. Yeah,
well, see, everybody, and he does this all the time, and the media goes crazy, is what they're going to hold on to the honest aspect of it. And everybody knows Trump exaggerates.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing it is true about him is that he's authentically him.
Mm-hmm.
And no guy, he sees the numbers. Over 50% of Americans said they were better off. They just wanted him to change his tone.
Yeah.
Right. They believe with his policies and everything, but he's going to be him. He's not going to be the people that are a part of the media or the big Washington politicians. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got to respect it, you know? It's like, cling to honest or authenticity. Take your pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the – it's. I go back to the agent or the lawyer analogy. Like, would you rather have an agent or a lawyer that when he shows up, everybody hates him? Because that means he's doing his job. Or somebody like Joe Biden who shows up and they pat him on the back, let's do lunch. They go to the same charity auctions. They go to this, their kids go to the same private schools. Trump is like, no, he walks in and everybody turns their back. Like, because he's like, not them. That's the person you want. That's the kind of lawyer.
Even the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize. And meanwhile, President Trump put together Abrams Accord.
And got
one of the biggest things and got nothing.
Yeah. Great point. Thanks to Lawrence Jones, Corey Mills, Kat Tiff, Harris, Fox News at Night with Evil. Shannon Bream is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America. Don't touch my truck.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.